Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
George's dad got admitted last night.
I met a sister I never knew I had.
Can you imagine? Whole family you know nothing about.
I'm just asking about your dad.
Why do you care? He broke up with me, remember?
Mr. O'Malley has elected to have Dr. Hahn perform as our replacement.
I can clear you for surgery.
You're sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I need you to tell me why you didn't want me in on your surgery.
I'm afraid I just couldn't use you.
I can't see your mother anymore.
It's time for you to retire, Richard.
I'm going to be chief.
I had a tremor and I didn't say anything about it.
We crossed the line.
You dragged me across the line.
He's with her. He's with that woman, his wife.
I don't think he is. Not anymore.
He is. I mean, why would he do that? He loves me. I mean, why would he go back to her? I give up everything for him.
Mom. Mom, look at me. This happened a very long time ago. This is not happening now.
It's because I have a daughter, isn't it? He always said he didn't want kids. I should never have had a kid.
What's going to happen to them?
What?
Dr. Burke and Dr. Yang. What are you going to do to them? Their punishment.
Dr. Bailey.
There's a need for justice here.
Justice? Justice has no definition within the four walls of a hospital, Dr. Bailey. This isn't a court of law.
I just want to know what's going to be done.
Legally and technically, they've done nothing wrong. Nobody died. There was no malpractice. I haven't made a decision.
Excuse me.
He what?
Nothing.
Dr. Yang, you go back on the floor with Dr. Bailey.
Sir!
Dr. Bailey, am I not understanding this? Does this situation directly harm you in some way?
No, sir. I am fine.
Then get back to work. Burke, you and Shepard need to come together on this tremor as soon as possible.
He doesn't want my help.
Derek.
I don't want his help.
That hand is worth $2 million. I want it fixed. And I want it fixed yesterday. Figure it out.
Listen, your brothers are good boys, but they're not that responsible.
It's a standard procedure.
It's just that if things go wrong...
Dad?
If things go wrong, the life insurance papers are in the second drawer in my nightstand, and my magazines are in the garage with the truck manuals.
Your magazines?
Get them out of here so your ma doesn't see them.
Your magazines?
Good morning, Mr. O'Malley. Just wanted to stop by before the surgery and see how that collarbone was healing.
George, you're not going to say hello to Dr. Torres?
I'm going to see you for Ron's dad.
If you had told me you were developing a tremor, I could have run some tests. The likelihood is that there's just some compression of the structures around the injury. I can go in there.
I don't want another surgery.
It could be a small clot. Just go in.
Shepard, I don't want another surgery. The first one caused enough damage.
I can do this.
That's what you said the last time. Now I have a tremor.
Maybe she'll be on Look But Don't Touch Patrol, too. At least I'd have some company.
Whatever she gets, I hope it's bad. Really bad.
She made a mistake.
Mistake?
We all...
She's gonna let Burke with the shaky hand operate on my father.
Could you stop looking at me like that?
It's creepy, and it makes me feel like you haven't been fed.
How's it going?
How's what going?
You and Burke, are you okay?
We're existing in total silence.
He's not talking to you?
No, I'm not talking to him either.
Sorry. Are you okay?
Stop asking me.
Making an effort here.
Please don't.
Round started 30 seconds ago. The chief may be confused about punishment for you, but I'm not. You late again, you will find another resident.
Dr. Bailey, can I have Gray?
You can have them all.
Something you needed, Dr. Monroe.
This is none of my business, but I just thought you might want to be warned.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Your sister Molly's just been admitted for an emergency C-section.
Molly's not my sister.
Okay, but technically she is. You have the same father. And Susan...
Susan Gray is definitely not my mother. I appreciate you trying to be nice and everything, but I really don't even need to know this. So...
Actually, you do.
Hello, Meredith.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Oh. I put out some breakfast in case your kids haven't eaten yet.
Score.
Grev.
Hey, right with Big Game Pop.
Food.
All right, let's make this fast, people. I have a day. Which one of the interns is mine?
It's mine. He's family and she's a candy stripe.
I'm ready.
What if you did pick me? What if you picked me?
What if you picked me?
Guys, this is serious.
Yang.
What?
What? What?
Dr. Han, Christina is very good with cardio. I'm sure you can use her for the day. What are you waiting for, Yang? Present the case.
Harold O'Malley, 63, diagnosed with esophageal cancer and severe aortic regurg. Is scheduled for aortic valve replacement this afternoon.
Dude, one of that surgeon, she hands it to Yang. They're on a cardiac case in ages. It's not a case, it's my father.
If there's a double standard now, Yang does something wrong and she gets rewarded. That's fair.
Yeah.
If you thumbsuckers don't stop whining, I swear I won't show you what's behind this door. And trust me, you want to see what's behind this door.
Excuse me, doctors, you're going to have to wait a few minutes. He's got to pee. Every 5 minutes, he's got to pee.
I've always had a small bladder.
Well, I can't live like this any longer.
You? I'm the one who has to put up with your whining.
Like the whining you're doing right now. Okay, you know what? Don't move. It's going to go all over your leg.
That's what else to do.
Now, which one of you thinks that Yang got the better case? It's what I thought.
Jake and Peter Weitzman, 35-year-old Pygopagus conjoined twins attached at the lumbar sacral junction.
But not for long, right, Dr. Weber?
The Weitzmans came about 6 months ago for a separation procedure. They opted out because of the risks.
Pete chickened out. Well, forgive me for wanting to live longer, even if it meant living with you. Yeah, well, you wasted 6 months of our lives.
Oh, come on.
Thank you very much.
Stop it.
You guys came back at the right time. We just scored New York's top plastic surgeon.
Mark Sloan Plastics, and you remember Dr. Shepard, your neurosurgeon.
We used to work as a team, actually.
We work together, we're never actually a team.
I hear you.
Mr. Weitzman?
Call me Jake.
Jake, Pete. Why, do you mind me asking why now, when you thought the procedure was too risky 6 months ago?
Well...
Guys? Whoa. That's a lot of doctors. I'm just going to come back later.
No, Elena, come in. You wanted to know why now? This is why. Love of my life, Elena.
Jake, don't. I told him not to do this. Not for me anyway, because that's just crazy. Because Pete said that they could end up paralyzed. They could end up dead.
What do you tell her things like that for? I wasn't telling her. I was telling you. She just happens to be the only one who listens to me.
She happens to be right.
Do you know what it's like to have to be stuck to the same person? You know what it's like to have to be with the same person every minute of every day? To not have anything that's just yours? Not be able to do anything on your own? Well, nobody should have to live like that.
What do you think, Pete?
I think, why would I want to be attached to someone who doesn't want to be attached to me?
Calling it, it's mine. I have two brothers. I feel their pain.
I would be great at watching them.
Zip it, all of you.
We're on the case, right?
Right.
Awesome.
Steven, you are too.
Look and not touch or speak or breathe. I got it.
So this is the crack team, huh?
Feel free to take one.
How about I take the one that doesn't touch or speak or breathe?
Damn it.
Thank you for picking me, even just observing.
Thought you might be fun to look at while I worked.
Will you be working on both the nerve graft and the skin reconstruction?
Yes, and I think I'll handle them a whole lot better with a little caffeine in my system. Give me a blueberry scone, a bone dry cappuccino, a little something for yourself.
There's the cafeteria on the second floor and a coffee cart in the lobby.
Feisty. Cappuccino.
You can kick me back to Bailey if you want. I don't do coffee. So how will you be handling the nerve graft and the skin reconstruction?
Conjoined twins, Derek.
I know, Chief.
Conjoined adult twins. I mean, it's rare enough to separate conjoined infants, but conjoined adults? Can you imagine the press? What a surgery like this could do for this hospital?
I know, which is why I don't think we should do it. Their spines are fused together from the L4 down. Their blood flow is intricately connected. They could end up paralyzed or even dead.
Your patients want this operation, Terry. Why are you backing out? This isn't like you. Unless there's incontrovertible evidence that this surgery can't be done, we're moving forward.
Your father's not here. Thatcher's at Harvard Med visiting Lexi. We thought we had a lot of time. I mean, Molly's only 36 weeks, and Dr. Montgomery's been trying to stop the contractions, but I guess the baby is ready to come out.
Well, do you need anything else, or...?
Yeah, actually, I could use an intern for this. Can you ask Dr. Bailey for someone?
I'll do it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Okay.
It'll be so nice to have a familiar face in the operating room. Thank you. For being here. It's my job to be here. Does Molly know who I am?
She doesn't. I wanted to tell her about your father. He just...
No, it's better. It's better that she not know. It's good.
So I think Molly should be ready in the OR. Susan, you'll need scrubs and a cap.
I'm about to be a grandmother.
Yes, in about a half an hour, you will be a grandmother.
Oh, my. Okay. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We're going to be replacing your aortic valve with a porcine valve.
Well, Georgie says it's going to be okay.
He says they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Besides, if you die, I'll kill you. Well, it's a good thing we're doing this today. We've noticed you had a lot of irregular heart rhythms this morning.
Did you check his DIG level?
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
This morning his potassium was a borderline low.
All right, we've got a handle on things here.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
George, I think maybe you should step outside.
You don't talk to me like that.
Oh, she's waking up the baby.
Ronnie, shut up.
Be careful, Dr. Hahn. You might start crying.
I said shut up.
All right, you are out of here.
No, I'm not.
Georgie.
No, she can't kick me out. She has no right. I hired her. I'm staying.
How are you doing there, Molly? Okay. I'm just excited to see my girl.
Well, you're going to get to take a look at her in just a couple minutes.
Dr. Gray, can you give me a little more traction?
Vitals are holding steady. Can you see her yet?
No. I'm not going to look until the blood's all gone.
Want to cut the cord, Dr. Gray?
The warmer's ready when you need it, Dr. Montgomery.
Dr. Gray, will you follow me? Dr. Knox, can you close for me, please?
Gag valve mask.
We have to stabilize this baby and get it into surgery.
Get her on the monitor.
What's happening?
What's wrong with her?
Susan, I need you to stand back and stay with Molly, please.
What's wrong with her? No response to stimulation.
Okay, you want to talk her through this?
Let's try suction.
Gray, I need your help here.
Baby is not breathing.
What? What did she say? You left me hanging in there, Gray.
I'm sorry. Do you need me to scrub in on the baby?
No, I want you to keep Molly and her mother apprised of the baby's condition while I operate.
I'm sure they'd rather talk to you.
The baby's got jejunal atresia. She may die. I got consent, but I don't have time for updates.
I think I would really learn a lot from observing this procedure.
No, it was a mistake to let you in the OR with your family in the first place. It's not going to happen again. Check in with me every hour.
How many valve replacements have you performed in your life, Dr. O'Malley?
None.
None. And how many valve replacements do you think Dr. Hahn has performed?
That is my father.
And you are in that room as his son. You interns think you can do whatever you want to do. Well, not anymore. Not with me. Which is why you are going to stay away. 50 feet away, to be precise. You are going to remain 50 feet away from your father at all times today. And Dr. O'Malley, do not make me tell you again.
Everything okay with the O'Malleys?
The kid's a pain in the ass, but Dr. Yang here is proving to be an extremely capable asset. I hear she studied under you. You trained her well.
Yes. Well, she's very professional.
What do you know about Dr. Levine?
Pretty good.
Better or worse than Dr. Korsakoff?
Wait. Why are you researching neurosurgeons when you and I both know that Derek's better than anybody?
I don't want Shepard.
You blaming this on him? You know, up until now, I have not yelled. I have not yelled because you were a guy in trouble and I was supporting you. But now, I am yelling,
Chief.
I am yelling very loudly. I want to retire, Burke. I want my wife back. And I passed the torch to you. I passed the torch to you, and you blew it out.
Look, I know I let you down.
Burke. I'm tired. I'm tired of you men acting like boys. You let me down. And if you don't let Derek fix that hand, you're letting yourself down.
It takes 22 surgeons to do this.
So where are we?
I've gotten to the cauda equina.
I'll be working on the musculature of the perineal floor.
I'll be harvesting the sural nerve for transfer.
And once I resect this artery, we're going to have less than 2 minutes before all sensation to these nerves are gone.
I'm pretty sure we'll have enough nerve to transfer and cover the deficits. We can definitely do this.
Oh, damn it. It's going to be a lot more fragile in the body. It's one thing if this is a life or death situation and this is all we can do to save them. But these guys are fine. This isn't worth the risk.
How is our baby? She has an intestinal obstruction, which is why she couldn't breathe. Dr. Montgomery is operating on her right now.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm right here, baby. And Dad's on the way.
I have to call Eric.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell him.
It's her husband. He's in Iraq.
I can't tell him this. He's going to want to name her. And I don't want to name her because I don't know how long she's going to be out.
Oh, no, we'll call him together. He's just going to be happy to hear your voice. The baby's going to be okay. You hear me?
Thought you were Sloan's right hand.
Al, fucking kiss my...
Al! I haven't even put the needle in yet. Sorry. Just not a big fan of pain.
Well, you're about to have a fairly extensive and painful surgery.
You think this is an elective procedure? That we're just coming in here because we're getting on each other's nerves? Please. You want to know the real reason?
Come on, Jake. She doesn't want to... You don't want to hear it,
dude. It's because we have rules.
Rules?
Yeah. Like, say, one of us is on a dinner date. According to the rules, the other one's supposed to sit there quietly, eat his falafel, and shut the hell up.
I try. It's just the way you talk to her sometimes.
It's none of your business.
How is it none of my business?
He sticks up for me. I think that that's kind of nice.
Okay, you don't talk to him anymore.
What? Well, we can be friends now?
We have other rules, too.
Oh.
Like for when we're with someone.
Got it. Sort of.
No looking, no talking, no touching!
It was an accident.
How is that?
This is gonna end badly.
You were dreaming.
Babe, I told you, I'm completely fine with it.
How are you okay with the fact that he's touching you while you're naked?
Because it wasn't a big deal. It's kind of sweet, and it wasn't a big deal.
But you liked it.
You enjoyed it.
I'm completely in love with you. That's not even a... You're a great guy. And, you know, when we make love, it's great. It's really great. And I've never had that before. And it's just that when you fall asleep, that Pete and I just, we talk. And I really love that too.
Elena?
No, no. No, you have to choose.
What?
Him or me. We're going to have this surgery, and you can't have us both. So choose. Him or me.
See, this is the part where you're supposed to say, you, Jake, I choose you.
I'm so sorry, Jake. I'm so sorry.
Elena!
Oh, God! I'm going to kill you! I'm gonna kill you!
I think it's romantic. Two brothers fighting
over the same woman.
You know what's freaky? You all can join twin having sex in front of the other one, eh? I didn't do that.
Family is complicated.
You're here. You haven't been kicked out of the program yet.
Alex. No, not yet. I'm still here.
How'd you do it? I mean, did you have some kind of signal in surgery so that the nurses wouldn't know? Or did you... What? I mean, I'm just wondering how to get a head around here. Me, I get coffee for Sloan. Yang, she gets surgeries none of us would get.
Got a head count on how many patients you two lied to in the past month?
George.
Leave her alone. Her patient's lips, so she gets to scrub in.
Izzy!
Meredith, please, can we just stop defending me?
No. I'll go.
Oh, wait. Georgie.
You should make nice with her.
Dad.
No, really, Mr. O'Malley, it's fine.
It's not fine. George, you're so angry.
I'm not.
You've been picking fights every chance you get, and that's not like you.
Dad, you don't know what's been going on.
Okay, then tell me. Why are you so mad at Dr. Torres?
I should go. I have patients to see.
No, you know what? I'm going to go.
No! Everybody stays. You're angry, Georgie. At Callie, at your brothers, at Dr. Han, at Dr. Bailey, at Dr. Yang, at Dr. Burke. That's a long list of people to be angry at. Especially when the person you're really angry at is me.
Dad!
I drink, and I smoke, and I don't exercise, and I eat all the wrong things, and now I have cancer. And you have to take care of everything. You have to take care of me.
I don't mind.
You too. You're mad at me. And that's okay, because I'm mad at me, too. You think I want to die and leave my boy in charge?
You are not going to die.
What's going on?
You're not supposed to be in here, Georgie.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble, Georgie.
Georgie doesn't work here in this hospital. My name is Dr. O'Malley.
Dad, don't try to talk.
He's having a heart attack, Georgie.
Find your puppet's chest.
The paddle. Don't use the paddle.
He's not having a heart attack. Dad, stop. I'm trying to help. Your heart's going too fast.
Recycle his BP.
Pull verapamil, 5 milligrams.
Dad, stop
fighting the mask.
O'Malley, what's going on?
I paged anyone from cardiothoracic.
He's got AFib with rapid ventricle response. I ordered verapamil.
He's in VTAC. The verapamil is going to cause more problems than it solves. 100 lidocaine?
Put on his O2 mask.
What happened?
Went into VTAC. Mally is giving him lidocaine. It's already put him back in normal sinus.
All right, I need everyone out of here. I got your page.
Need another cappuccino.
Did you think I was kidding before?
I am your attending. And if you want in on my surgeries, you're going to learn how to fetch and stay and heal.
Fine.
Don't fetch angry.
You think this means I respect you? If you want me to respect you, you have to do something worth respecting.
All these cable and nerves. I can't do this surgery, Miranda.
I start to think I shouldn't be operating after the Duquette Eminem. All the whispers and talk. I let that in. Started to question myself. I believed it when I was told I was no longer of use in the OR.
Oh, so you said you wanted justice. You were talking about...
I'm a surgeon. There are lives in my hand. And to make me question that... Now, that's like to put a life at stake every time I hold a scalpel.
Well, I told Bert I could fix his hand.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
He is not paralyzed or disabled in any way as a tremor. If he'd been honest about that, well, there's no telling what you could have done to prevent it. You can do this.
Hold on to my wedding ring, honey. Hospital rules.
Georgie, you gonna be there in the operation?
They don't allow family in, but you'll be fine.
Oh, I'll be fine.
We'll take good care of you. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do if he dies?
I changed my mind.
Oh, no, you didn't. Dr. Bailey, I'd like to be excused from the twins. If that's all right with you, I'd like to be with my mom.
That's the right call, O'Malley. Go.
Promise me something? When you separate us, can you make sure his ass is bigger than mine?
I can hear you.
You're still here. I went to NICU. I thought you'd be done.
I'm in trouble with this anastomosis, and I still have to take a look at the distal valve.
What should I tell Molly?
I don't know. I'm doing the best I can. I don't know.
Dr. Bailey, I'd like my intern to observe from a better vantage point.
Dr. Stevens?
Yes. She's my intern today, and I'd like her nearby during surgery, not up in the gallery, if that's okay with you.
No problem.
Dr. Bailey, Stevens is without privileges.
Oh, because she messed up? Dr. Yang messed up. She's over in OR2 right now.
Hit that for me.
Steven, I take it you remember how to scrub in? Come on.
This vessel's even more fragile than in the biomodel.
Let's do a microvascular bypass graft. I can harvest the saphenous vein while I'm down.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Gentlemen, we need to make a decision, and we need to make it now. Derek, it's your call. Do you or don't you want to proceed?
Life.
Let's get some suction in here, please.
Thank you.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Me either. How's it going?
They just started.
All right, the skin incision is done. Let's go.
She's through the sternum. There's a bit of bleeding. She's stopping it with bone wax. Inserting the retractor. She's opening the pericardial sac. Taking a look at the echo. She's nodding. Looks good. They're looking at your dad's heart now. She's preparing to put in the stay sutures.
Saffron's vein graft in place?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dr. Bailey?
I'm good.
Chief?
Ready when you are.
All right. Moment of truth. Moving the clamps.
Okay. Dr. Bailey, check the nerve stimulator.
SSEPs are falling.
All right, pump up the blood pressure. We need as much blood through the area as possible.
Going up to 2 milliamps. Up to 3.
Wait a minute. I see something. A flicker on the hamstring of twin A.
Anything on twin B?
Pump it up some more.
Okay, up to 4.
Twitch. I got a twitch in twin B's gastric.
Yeah, small, but it's there.
We have a signal.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. We have 4 functioning legs.
Ladies and gentlemen, on 3. 1, 2, 3.
I realize as I lay down to sleep, we haven't spoken weeks.
It'd be nice if every love triangle could be fixed with a scalpel.
If they could, you'd have stabbed me with a 10 blade a long time ago.
Come have a talk with me.
How is she? Please tell me good news, because I have to go in and tell Molly, and I don't want to tell her anything bad.
Dr. Montgomery is on her way, and she will explain everything. But the baby...
Laura. Molly named her Laura. Oh,
Laura. We'll need some recovery time, but she should be just fine. Oh, thank you. Oh, I was so scared. Oh, thank you. Oh, God. She's going to be so happy to hear this. Hey, this is your niece, you know. I'm sorry. You're very nice. You both seem so nice. But I don't know you. And you are not my family.
Closing the aortotomy. What's next?
Place a needle in the ascending aorta to remove air, and then release the aortic valve clamp.
You remind me of myself when I was an intern.
I do?
Focused, intense, cold. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. Cold is good. The dating, the friends, the family. If you ask me, it's all overrated. All right, tubes are out.
Oh, the ascending aorta is looking dilated.
Oh, there's too much bleeding around the aortic suture line.
BP 68 over 42. Gradient down.
Get me another TEE and an echocardiogram stat. All right, let's move it, people. This doesn't look good.
You gotta get control of this bleeding.
All right, let's get him back on bypass.
I could put the aorta cannula into his right atrium.
By yourself?
Yes.
All right, do it.
Replace it with a 2-stage venous cannula.
Why is she doing that?
Why is from the... No, it's okay. She's doing a running with stitch. She's done it before.
It's beautiful work, Delphine.
Dr. Hahn's work was impeccable, O'Malley. I wouldn't have done anything different myself.
It's just, you can never tell how the body is going to respond. Every surgery, everybody is different. You just never know. But it's okay now. They're in the home stretch.
Thank you, Dr. Berman.
It undermines everything for my interns to see Yang go without punishment. For me to see Burke go without punishment.
Take a step back. Try and get some perspective.
So there will be no consequences for either of them.
What would you have me do? Fire the both of them? End their careers? They made a terrible judgment call.
Which is what happened with Denny Duquette.
And they didn't kill anybody.
And I did.
You didn't kill Duquette, and I won't have you saying you did.
If I was responsible for Izzy Stevens, I was responsible. And I'm responsible for Christina Yang. I am the common thread here. I lost them, Christina. Izzy.
Are not the same. Miranda. You raised them. You raised them like children. And some of them make mistakes. And some of them disappoint you. Some of them... Do you know what kind of strength it must have taken Yang to come to me? To report on an attending, on a boyfriend? Do you see how much she's grown? You raised them. Like children. And some of them turn out exactly like you, Dr. Bailey.
Finally alone.
Yeah.
Nate.
It's been a long day.
At the end of the day, when it comes down to it, all we really want is to be close to somebody.
Couldn't stay away.
So this thing where we all keep our distance and pretend not to care about each other, it's usually a load of bull.
Did you want to come in?
No. I just... She's okay? She's beautiful. We could be your family if you wanted. You have a mother, I know. I'm not saying... I'm just saying that we could be your family, too.
So we pick and choose who we want to remain close to.
I can't take this anymore.
What?
Let her off the hook. Let Christina off the freaking hook.
There it is.
Izzy, you cut the LVAD wire. She stuck by you and did Denny's echo. You cheated on Izzy with Sith Nurse, and she helped you study for your boards. And George, when everybody was calling you 007...
She was calling me 007.
Just let her off the hook.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Sorry. Why can't you mind your own business? You know, what is your problem?
You're my sister. You're my family. You're all I've got. And once we've chosen those people...
I'm so tired.
I know, me too. We tend to stick close by.
I wanted to check on your dad and see how he was doing.
Good. He's resting. He's good.
No matter how much we hurt them.
Hey!
Hi there. I'm gonna go back upstairs with Dr. Burke. He wants me to take a look at his shoulder. So I'm gonna be a while. Don't wait up.
The people that are still with you at the end of the day, those are the ones worth keeping. And sure, sometimes close can be too close.
I couldn't stay with that man. I don't care that he's married his father. I just couldn't take it. And then Richard. And he... what have I done? No.
Sometimes, that invasion of personal space, it can be exactly what you need.